Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Here it is, right now.
Welcome. Prime Time with Isaac and Suk.
What is going on up here?
I never know, man.
Unbiased.
Shut your mouth.
Uncompromised sports talk without the sugarcoating.
I hope you're happy. You wasted everyone's life for 30 seconds.
Isaac Rupp and Jason Sakanik.
Now shut up and let me do my job.
The best in sports coverage.
This is going to be great.
This is Prime Time with Isaac and Suk on 1080 The Fan.
Yeah, it's Thursday. You know that means first round leader update.
Can't wait.
And as Buckley just, well, he just said it. He did not have today's first round leader.
And it makes me sad.
At the Canadian Open.
Busy looking at Todd Zeal trying to explain away how the Mets blew that.
It was, who's leading over there? Bucks?
Thorbjørn Olsen, the Danish dynamite, and Cristobal Del Solar from Puerto Rico.
Sounds like both Dominican of those names you made up.
I did not. I only had Jake Knapp, who finished two shots
it's like
off the lead.
Thormon Giantsbane from Game of Thrones is out there golfing, apparently.
You had Alex Smalley. He was in the lead for a while.
Smalley was in the lead for a little while. I had Shane Lowry and Justin Rose, who were both in the mix for a while. It was,
guys.
I can stand behind my card. It just wasn't a winner.
He's getting cold. He's getting cold.
Well, he was on a heater there. I mean,
can't last forever.
No.
It's all right. We're still like 6 out of 18 tournaments. It's not bad.
No, that isn't bad.
That Buck just, yeah, you know, that's last a little two. Cocky sniff right
yeah,
there.
Yeah, a little bit, but he's 0 for his last two.
Well, I mean, calling it a cold streak, it's a winning season any way you cut it.
Yeah, all right. Sounds what have you done for me lately?
Sounds a little defensive, Buck.
Do you want my NBA Finals bets or not?
We'll get to him. Yeah, we got game one tonight. What time's that game tip?
I'm assuming 5.
Says
right?
5:30.
Yeah.
But that probably means okay. It'll be like 5:42 or something.
Sure.
I feel like our NBA Finals talk will be at 5. That's okay. That's what I'm thinking.
That's where you're thinking.
That's what I'm thinking.
Well, I mean, we're careening towards in the news.
We sure are, rapidly, fella.
I mean, there's a good chance we blow the rest of this segment talking about who the hell knows what.
You know what we're going to blow this segment on?
What do you
the
got?
Big dumper.
The dumper. MVP candidate Cal Raleigh?
He hit another home run today.
Yeah, another one.
Are you out of your mind?
The Mariners did lose.
Yeah, they stink.
4-3.
They got swept by the Orioles, for God's sakes.
Yeah, Baltimore suddenly found a little something. Yeah. Ad hit another home run today.
Well, did they find something, or did they just play the Mariners?
Well, they've won. I think they've won 6 or 7 in a row, haven't they?
They have won. Yeah, they've won 6 in a row.
Yeah.
Again, so, 3 of those against the Seattle Mariners. I mean, the Mariners, record, by the way, no longer in first place.
Is that Houston now?
Yeah, Houston's got them.
Stupid Astros. Mm. God, I hate the Astros.
I think we all
do. You know?
Yeah. At least they're not that good anymore.
Yeah, they're really not.
No.
They're not that scary.
You can move on to hating the Yankees and the Dodgers. And the one is, I don't know why more people don't hate the Dodgers. Because the Dodgers are the new evil empire. They're just kind of they've got some likable guys.
I said that last year.
I know.
Like, they're the new Yankees.
Yeah.
You know, Aaron Judge is basically Babe Ruth, mm-hmm. and Shohei Ohtani may be the greatest baseball player we've ever seen, yet The big dumper is leading the American League. Or no, he's leading baseball.
Leading baseball, 24. He's one above Shohei Ohtani now. It was his 24th today. Judge is a loser with 21. And not just that, because Cal Raleigh's always had some pop, but he hits like 198. He's hitting like 270.
Yeah, that's really out of character for him.
They say he's hitting 264. His career batting average is 224. And the other thing about him is that he catches a lot. Like, you don't...
No.
I mean, we should not take Mike Piazza and, you know, like Pudge Rodriguez for granted. Yeah. Those guys were very special. You just don't get a lot of catchers who catch most days to put up offensive numbers like this.
No,
it just doesn't happen.
Yeah,
they're all beat up and they just don't hit like this. Salvi Perez holds the all-time record for home runs in a season by a catcher with 48. He did it just a couple of years ago. Now, the problem there, though, is that most of the time that season, he was the DH.
Yeah.
So it's like, I don't know. They said that if you want to, because there was an article on this that talked about breaking it down to when you were actually catching.
Sure.
And the all-time leader in for catchers in home runs in the season while catching was Javi Lopez of the, I think he played for the Braves.
Mm-hmm.
42.
Yeah, Javi Lopez was a longtime catcher for the Braves.
Dumper has 24 already, and we're just now into June.
And you can make
he's catching.
And you can make the argument he's the best defensive catcher in baseball.
Yes, he's platinum behind the plate.
Yes.
It's crazy, dude.
And of all the hype train, that of all the prospects that have come through Seattle that haven't really panned out, Cal Raleigh wasn't one of them.
Well, he was a third-round pick.
I know, but he just, like, Cal
Raleigh. But you didn't hear much about
him. You did not hear much. And even when he started hitting, it was home runs, and it was kind of like, oh, this is kind of cute and doesn't hit very well, but he's got some pop to him. And he has morphed into the best catcher in baseball. And like I said, he is an MVP candidate right now. If it wasn't for Aaron Judge, and I get that, you know, they probably need to make the postseason, but if it's not Aaron Judge, who... In the American League right now, I think Cal Raleigh is your MVP. And I know there's a lot of baseball to go, and behind the plate, you can get beat up a lot. It's also why you see a lot of catchers end up moving to DH or moving to a different position. Because especially if this is going to be his offensive production, you got to think in another year or two, they start thinking about moving him somewhere else.
Yeah.
And to protect him.
Maybe.
Because this will beat you up. But, I mean, if I told you right now that... The best player on the Mariners is not going to be named Rodriguez. And instead, it's going to be the big dumper.
Is he officially overrated? I think he is, fellas.
It's
Julio is not. He's just not.
Well,
he's just not.
He's so young. It's hard to call him.
How old is he now?
Let's look up
40.
I do not think he's 40. Come on. I'll bet you he's 25.
I'm a man. I'm 40.
24.
24.
So be 25 in December.
Yeah, let's be fair.
I'll give him time, but God. Because
we do see guys come into the league and kind of have a splash and then kind of have a bit of a recession and then, you know, kind of come back. So I'm not ready to say that he's overrated. I will say that certainly some of the shine of being the next guy for the Mariners, that's come off, especially when one of your teammates who came in with a tenth of the hype that you did has lapped you at this point.
They gave him 12 years, $210 million, too.
Yeah. He's hitting 248 with 10 and 32. You know.
I mean, he's just not that great.
No. He's not, but
he's got a superstar smile.
Yes.
Plays a mean center field.
Yeah,
and the potential is there for, you know, he's just got holes in his swing.
Yeah, but you know,
he's no Cal Raleigh.
Well, I mean, he hit 284 and 275 in his first 2 years with 28 and 75 and 32 and 103, and then last year, you know, was a regression, and so you were hoping for a bounce back. And if this year ends up, let's say if he ends up at 275 and he gets to 30. You know, he gets to 30 and 90, you know, then you feel you feel better. Yeah. But yes, I do all think right. that there is some.
I wonder what your brother thinks.
You know, I don't know. I'm sure there's plenty of hate to go around because right now at the beginning of the year when they were cruising, the offense was great. And right now we're back to the offense not producing in
Polanco
big spots.
Can't, dude, that guy was hitting like 400 and now he can't hit anything.
Somebody on the text line says, if you take Cal Raleigh out of the Mariners lineup, they're the Rockies.
Oh, see, this is...
They're not quite that
it's
bad.
It's not go that bad.
Probably not, but there's not a lot of more punch there.
Well, they've
but you are starting to see the offense come back down to earth from where it was at.
They can never hit. Rosarena can't hit. That guy can't hit. None of them can hit. Except for Dumps. And by the way, Dumps is going to be rooting against our Oregon State Beavers tomorrow. You know, he went to Florida State.
Oh, he's an FSU guy?
Yeah, he's a Knoll.
I didn't know he was a Seminole.
Yeah. Yeah, he played at Florida State.
Suck it, Dumper.
Yeah, he's about to get...
he's about to get beaved.
That's right. He is about to get beaved. Mm. All right, well...
He's from Cullowhee, North Carolina.
So basically, Rob crapped on Julio.
Yes.
Buckley crapped on the entire Mariner lineup, but we can all agree...
the text line crapped on the whole Mariner lineup.
But we can all agree...
The Dumper.
The Dumper...
He's legit.
...is amazing. And do you think, what is the Dumper's contract situation? Because they gave
him. They just signed him.
What did they sign him for?
I think they gave him $100 million. I don't remember how many years. Let me look.
You think he looks at the Julio contract and is like,
Yes.
Anyone?
You know, I will tell you that having a catcher.
6 year, 105.
Yeah.
And if this is what he is, that's the best deal in Major League Baseball.
It's a great one. I can tell you from personal experience as a Royals fan that having an elite catcher who's not just, who can not only hit in the middle of your order, but stay healthy and play a great defense back there and handle pitchers, that is worth its weight in gold. We have Salvi Perez is still playing for the Royals. Yeah. The guy is the guy from our championship run, you know.
And still plays at a nice level.
And it's like Raleigh could be that. Yeah. Like he kind of is that right now for the Mariners. So it's like if you had to choose between the Raleigh deal or the Julio deal, you're choosing Raleigh.
No, it's not even close.
I mean, it's...
They're paying him $2.6 million this year.
It's crazy.
Next year, 12, then 13, and then 24, 24, and 24, and he'll be 34.
He's your franchise player.
Yes.
It's unbelievable.
Yes, he is. And I think that's the amazing part with all of the guys that have been brought in and all of the prospects that we're supposed to hit. The fact that we're sitting here talking about Cal Raleigh as a potential MVP is shocking. Fun fact, when's the last time we had a catcher win an MVP?
Probably Piazza, right?
Did Piazza win an MVP?
Did Posey win one?
Ooh, that's good. Maurer?
I mean, I should know that.
Maybe Joe Maurer.
I think Maurer won one.
I'm going to go Joe Maurer on your ass.
Buster Posey.
Nice. Look at Giants boy over there.
Yep. You know what? Posey's power numbers went way down as his career went on. They ended up moving him to first base, but they kind of lament that not early enough. He just,
if you're Raleigh, if you're Cal Raleigh and you're the Mariners,
more DHing, more first
base. You go through this year, and if he ends up hitting 250 and giving you 45, just next year, move his ass to first base or put him at DH, and you're like, do not put him behind the plate and beat him up if these are his
big
numbers.
Ass.
His big ass.
Remember, that's why they call him the Dumper.
Yeah, by the way, you guys were both right. Posey in 2012, and then before that was Maurer in 2009. But you think about it, since 2009, we've had two catchers. And Raleigh right now, minus Judge, is your MVP. Move him.
Did Piazza ever win a
I'll have to
MVP.
Look, but
I've got the list here. Piazza did not. Pudge Rodriguez did in 99.
Okay.
And then you have to go all the way back to Thurman Munson, Johnny Bench, Elston Howard, Roy Campanella. Like, it's
awesome
really bare in
the
80s.
The fact that 99 Pudge was probably, he had steroids coming out of his ears. So that probably helped, too. Piazza did as well, but he never won the MVP.
So Pudge Rodriguez.
And Piazza was a bad defensive catcher, too.
1999, 332, 35 home runs, 113 ribs.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
Let's see what Raleigh's on pace for.
I'll wait.
He is currently on pace to hit 64 home runs, by the way.
Nice.
Wow. What if Raleigh gets hot in September?
Sets the AL record.
And goes after Barry freaking Bonds. And then gets popped for steroids.
Let's go. Yes, according to this, he is on pace for arguably the the greatest catcher season of all time.
Yeah.
Well, what was Judge's number that he finished at? Was it 63? I thought the judge...
He
I don't think he passed 63. So passed, for all he gets 64, yeah, better than Judge.
He would have, quote, the real record. Because so they call it the AL record.
He's currently on pace for 64, you said?
Yes. That's what you said.
Yeah, he's Judge was at 62.
I thought he got 63. He beat it by one, huh? Okay. Well, then Cal Raleigh, I think we can... It's safe to assume Cal Raleigh at this point...
So if Raleigh beats Judge, if he gets more than 62, mm-hmm, he's with Sosa, McGuire, and Bonds is the only guys to hit more than that.
Silly. So right now he's first in home runs. He's fifth in extra base hits. He's third in slugging percentage. He's tied for fifth in OPS. And he has the best at-bats per home run ratio in Major League Baseball.
Bonds, how many... Sosa, McGuire, Raleigh.
That's crazy. That. Yeah. How many does he finish with?
Oh, God.
I bet he hits 49.
Yeah, I was going to say somewhere in the mid to high 40s.
Hopefully he stays healthy.
Yeah, he'll take a foul ball off the kneecap or something. You know,
maybe the question, Rob, is does he get Salvi's record? You said it was 48, right?
48, yeah. I think he does. Well, I mean, he's already got 24.
It's halfway there.
Dude, weird stuff happens. I'll go. The record's 40. I'll give him 46.
Everyone hits a skid in the summertime. That's dog what I'm days, saying. All that. Like,
you know, if you ever say, if you ever ask me, is someone going to break someone's record? Always take the no.
I want him to cork his bat.
47. Is he?
Sosa move.
I think he's hitting the torpedo. Is he not?
Yeah, he's a torpedo.
I think the dumper's a torpedo guy.
Wasn't he a torpedo from one side of the plate, but not the other? Wasn't that the initial thing? Is he didn't have it yet for his lefty at bats or something? Which I didn't understand why that would matter.
That's the other thing. He's a switch hitter. What can he do? You think he's married?
I'm sure we can find it out.
All right. Well, now we're just we're wallowing. Yeah.
We're here. Wallowing in the magic that is the big dumper. By the way, if you bring up Cal Raleigh, the second thing is Cal Raleigh married?
Stephanie.
And yes, Stephanie Raleigh.
Aw.
Care to comment?
No. No.
Me neither.
But I bet they're wonderful. And Raleigh used to be skinny, Cal.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Skinny Cal.
Look at that.
College Cal.
Well, he's boy, even when he first came up with the Mariners, my man's got some, Stephanie's a good cook, I bet.
Okay, coming up next, we have one more baseball note. You know, there is another Ishbia.
Yeah, I saw this.
I had no idea until today.
Part two.
How many freaking Ishbias are there?
Oh, at least two.
So we'll get to that next on The Fan. All right, one more baseball note for you bros out there, you broettes, you sports peeps. The White Sox are selling to another Ishbia.
Yeah, and he'll make foolish decisions but has a lot of money, so who cares? Let's go.
Now, why do you say that?
Well, it's because his brother's kind of torpedoed the Phoenix Suns. But look, I don't mind. You can obviously make fun of him all you want for what's happened in Phoenix, but I'd rather have someone like that than someone that comes in and is cheap and doesn't do anything and sits on their hands. Get aggressive.
So why the Suns owner is Matt Ishbia.
Yes.
With one T.
Yes.
Which is obnoxious. Who spells Matt with one T?
It is a little weird.
And he's the guy who had the firm. He went to Michigan State. Mm-hmm. And he was a big Tom Izzo guy.
Yeah, he was a walk-on at Michigan State, and he basically is a disciple. And he runs his company the way Tom Izzo runs a basketball.
Isn't he? Yeah. Is he Rocket Mortgage? Is that what he is?
It's some mortgage. I don't remember.
I think it's Rocket Mortgage.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, he coaches his team at his mortgage company or whatever.
Yeah.
Like Tom Izzo.
Yeah, they have like huddles, and they it's it's a whole thing. Yeah, pep rallies. It's bizarre.
It's quite bizarre.
He's made a ton of money.
Well, so he's 45. Mm-hmm. Apparently, there is another Ishbia.
Justin Ishbia.
Justin Ishbia.
Not hard to say. That's cruel by the parents.
Justin Ishbia. He is, I don't know how old he is, but he is the brother.
45 years of age.
Oh, he's also 45?
Actually, never mind. He's 47 years of old. I guess when they put
years
this
of
out.
Old?
Years
Almost
old.
Almost got there. Didn't quite make the tape.
Almost. Yeah, 47.
Okay, well, anyway, he is also a billionaire.
Mm-hmm.
And private equity investor type guy went to Michigan State, and he is now taking over for Jerry Reinsdorf as the majority owner of the Chicago White Sox.
Yes, he's the managing partner of Shore Capital Partners. and he owns part of the Suns, and he's worth close to $6 billion.
Did you forget that Jerry Reinsdorf was, one, still with us, and two, the owner of the White Sox?
I did.
I did, too.
I did forget that.
I've totally forgotten. You don't hear much about old Jerry Reinsdorf.
How old is Jerry Reinsdorf?
I get Reinsdorf and Krause mixed up all the time.
Well, Krause is dead.
Krause is dead. I know that.
And Krause is the one that everyone hated.
I don't think Reinsdorf's well-liked.
He's 89 years old, for God's sakes. And if you don't know, Reinsdorf was the owner of all those great Bulls
teams. The Bulls, yeah.
You know.
And he's sold?
He's almost 90 years old.
Has he sold the Bulls or no? Is he still the owner of the Bulls? Because that's an upset in my head, too. I didn't know that. I think he is. I think he is.
Yeah, if he still owns the White Sox, I'm assuming he still owns the Bulls. But again,
yeah, Reinsdorf.
Yeah, when you get to be 90, maybe it's time to think about selling. So,
did you know he started as a attorney for the IRS, tax attorney?
I did not.
Reinsdorf?
No, I'm not familiar with that.
Now you are.
Well,
bitch.
Well, like he's worth $2.3 billion, so he's about to quadruple that with this sell. The Bulls, what the White Sox are going to sell for? I mean, the Bulls would sell for $5-6 billion. I'm assuming the White Sox sell for a pretty penny too.
Do you think the Ishbia brothers fight over net worth, like, or compete over their net worth?
Ooh, that's a good question. Which one's worth more?
They do the thing where they both go golfing. Well, since you closed the last deal, you can pick up the round.
No, Ishbia is worth way more.
They're both named Ishbia.
Matt.
You're doing great.
Matt is worth way more.
Matt is worth way more.
Yeah, they're saying Matt, according to Forbes, is north of 10.
And Justin, only 5?
Well, he's close to 6, but still.
What a loser. I bet you Matt rubs that right in his face, too.
I'll tell you what, I'd rather own the White Sox than I would the Phoenix Suns.
You're a loser.
Although, Justin's also a part owner of the Suns as well, so maybe there's not a sibling rivalry there. But you're telling me owning a baseball team wouldn't be way more fun than owning a stupid NBA team?
Yeah, NBA is kind of like lower-level rich guy ownership.
Yeah, baseball's way better.
Chicago Bulls, the fourth most valuable NBA team at $5.8 billion.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got a Bulls fan on the text line, or Chicago sports fan, who confirms that Bulls and Sox fans despise Jerry Reinsdorf. So they're probably happy to get Ishbia.
Neither one of them's done anything in
no.
God knows how long.
You want to guess what Reinsdorf bought the Bulls for in 85?
Oh, God.
$30 million bucks?
20 Lower. Million. 10 million.
16.2.
Oh, my God. So I'm assuming at 89, if you're selling the White Sox, that means the Bulls have to be around the corner,
you
right?
You think?
Although, I mean, do you need cash when you're almost 90? You're about to get a couple billion from the White Sox. Do you really need to sell the Bulls? You just hold on to that for give it to whoever?
What about his kids?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what the succession plan there is or what. But like the Celtics guy sold as he was getting older. He was like, I don't want to deal with this, passing it to my family. But like the Ursays were definitely trying to keep it in the family. So
the daughters are running the Colts.
Yeah.
See that?
Yeah.
All three of them.
But there can only be one.
Well, the oldest one is going to be the main one, but all three are involved.
Yeah. When you go to any sort of league meeting, there has to be one sole owner that goes and represents the team and votes. So there does have to be one that takes control, even if it's a collab sort of thing. But like with the buses, remember there was a big infighting there. Jenny Buss fired her brother. That was with the Lakers.
God. Every time you mention Jenny Buss, or Jeannie Buss, I mean.
Yeah, it's Jeannie, right?
Jeannie. I think of, the only thing I think of is Jay Moore. Jay Moore tapped that.
Yeah.
And now his life has.
Jay Moore lived a charmed life. He basically did Jerry Maguire. He married a supermodel and then moved on to Jeannie Buss.
Yeah. I mean, it's the perfect life. Is it not? The guy was funny.
Yeah.
At one time, very.
He did like one thing that everyone knows him for.
He was a good comedian. He was
a solid comedian, but that was before. I mean, he never blew up like one, like the Dane Cook or Kevin Hart or one of those. Like,
but he was really talented and good and, you know, had a nice, fun career.
Yeah.
And now he's just sailing off into the sunset, you know, with feeding grapes to Jeannie Buss.
It is. Yeah. And he got like prime Nikki Cox years, like you said.
Yeah.
He got prime Nikki Cox and now he's moved on to the Buss family. You're right. That's sneaky. That's a sneaky great life. Jay Moore, who, by the way, has really kind of let himself go.
Well, wouldn't you?
Yeah, probably.
Cares. You think he cares?
As long as Jeannie don't care.
I think Jay Moore had some pretty hard times too. I think
he was an addict. I think he might be in recovery.
Yeah.
He made good, I mean, he made a couple good, like, Go is a really good movie, Suicide Kings, and he was a role actor, but he was good in those, and those are good flicks.
Yeah, I haven't seen any of those. So,
no? Mm-mm. Definitely give Go and Suicide Kings a whirl. Suicide Kings is with Christopher Walken. That's the better of the films.
He does a great Walken impression, Jay Moore.
All right, guys. The White Sox, in a couple of years, will be owned, the majority of the White Sox will be owned by Justin Ishbia.
Did you have, by the way, when you were growing up, like, the White Sox was, like, that was the team? Like,
I hated the White Sox.
Everyone at my school had White Sox gear, because it was the whole Dr. Dre, like, everyone, it was when the White Sox changed to the black and the pinstripes and, like, the current look, like, when I was, like, in the eighth grade, everyone all of a sudden started wearing everything Chicago White Sox. Became like the deal.
That was not a thing where I'm from because we were in Royals territory.
Royals territory.
And
kids I knew liked to get the hat because you could color out one part of the Old English and turn socks into sex.
Sex. So woo.
It's a very cool middle school thing.
We hated the White Sox because of Hawk Harrelson. Well, mainly because they were a rival in the division.
Yeah.
But Hawk Harrelson, you can put it on the board. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. That guy, such a donkey on their broadcasts. That's why we hated the White Sox. I think Tigers fans hated the White Sox for that. And I think old Indians fans hated the White Sox for that. And I think all the Twins fans hated the White Sox.
I just remember when it got into the whole gangster rap thing, all those guys started wearing Chicago White Sox hats. And I don't know why, but they all started wearing White Sox stuff. And then just like one summer, everyone showed up with White Sox starter coats and White Sox hats. I was like, what the hell? Suddenly, it was
a whole cultural thing.
Coolest thing in the world.
Their stadium sucks too. By the way, I went to a game there once.
Yeah, and it's on the bad side. So as soon as the game's over, you got to get out of there.
It's South Side, bro.
Yeah, it's not a good area. That's where everyone gets shot. My daughter's school was over there.
Do you think they're going to be playing in Portland?
No.
With Justin Ishbia as the owner?
No, I don't think that.
You don't?
Would you move from Chicago to Portland?
Sure.
Yeah, something tells me no.
Why not?
Because what, Chicago's the fourth or fifth market in the country?
Aren't they? I mean, wasn't there a big battle with Reinsdorf and the South Side?
Oh, I'm sure there is. I mean,
they were trying to build a new stadium, and I don't remember.
They are the definition of second fiddle in that city. So maybe we can offer that. Are you tired?
Well, they'd be second fiddle here too.
To
Monte Kamara and the Blazers? Hello.
You get my fandom.
I'm tired of sports. You guys ready for some news?
Yeah.
News
careening
you can use.
Towards in the news.
News you can use next. We have a mass shooting in the Northwest.
That's not good.
That did not happen.
Hey, look at that.
Thwarted.
That is good.
That's next. Here's Buck.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking,
or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
That's right. It is June 5th, 2025. It is time now on our show for In the News. I am your noted newsman. Hello. I said hello.
Hello.
Thank you.
Where have you guys been?
Where have you guys been?
I do love that. Mike Riley, we miss you.
Yeah, so I don't know how we got the hello drop from him, because we were talking about how he always answers the phone, and it's great, and it's the same every time, and it's this.
Hello.
How did we get that?
I don't remember. But the cool thing about Riley is there was no assistant. When you just called, it was just
him.
It was just Mike Riley.
Hello.
He was and still is. Not dead. Mike Riley was a beaut. One of my favorite guys we've ever...
Do your olds say the same thing on the phone every time when they sign off? Like my dad says, okay, already, thanks, bye. You know how people do that?
Yeah.
They get in the habit of saying the same exact thing. My wife does it, too.
Yeah.
My dad and his sister, my aunt, both do, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Why do they do that?
I don't know. Probably because their parents did
bye-bye.
It.
I don't know if I have a signature greeting.
I don't.
Or sign-off.
But I think it's more of an old person thing.
Yeah. I got a buddy of mine, no matter what, says, whenever you call or he calls, he always says, what up? Just in the same kind of deep voice. I got another one that drops a hey buddy. He's always a hey buddy guy. But I don't know if I have a signature.
Bye.
We have inside sources telling us that we were taping an interview with Mike Riley at that time.
Okay.
And we were rolling when we called him.
Okay, we got that.
And we got his signature. Hello. What a man.
Still is. Again.
What?
Not dead.
How old's Mike now? Is he in his 80s yet?
I don't think he's in his 80s.
No.
I'm going to say he's 70.
He always seemed kind of old.
Well, he was, he's kind of wrinkly and bald. 71.
Oh, he's only 71?
Yeah.
All right. I hope he's living a great life.
Well, he should be. I think he's down in San Antonio, right, hanging out with his kids.
Today is hot air balloon day.
Yeah, it's a hard pass for me.
They're pretty, though.
Sure.
Kind of cool.
He's not going to get me up in one.
It is also National Ketchup Day.
You know what? I don't use much ketchup anymore. There's better sauces out there.
Yeah, ketchup's mid.
Yeah.
What if I told you that you had to choose?
Mm-hmm.
You have to eat everything for the rest of your life with ketchup, or you have to take a hot air balloon ride every day for the rest of your life for 20 minutes. Which do you choose?
I'll take the hot air balloon.
Yeah?
20 minutes?
Yeah.
I just wake up in the morning. And
you go out there and you fire up your hot air balloon.
Well, again, it's only 20 minutes, so there's no prep time. I just go out and the hot air balloon's ready. That's fine. Yeah. I don't want to eat ketchup with everything.
I know, that's bad.
I don't even really eat ketchup with fries that much anymore. It's just empty sugar and...
What if you had to take the hot air balloon ride every day and eat all of your meals in it with ketchup? How much could I pay you to do that?
Ooh, all of your meals on the ground with ketchup, or you can have your meals normally in the hot air balloon.
Yeah, there you go. That's even better.
who could make these choices? These are tough decisions.
That's a good one.
I'm not going up in the hot air balloon for every meal. Because then what you're doing is you're tempting fate.
Well, that's why I was...
Yeah, no. And we're staying on the ground.
Enjoy your ketchup life.
I'm staying up and we're getting some ketchup. Yeah. Gross. At least I get good ketchup.
Ketchup's disgusting. There is good ketchup, though.
Beaver. Beaver ketchup, Beaver mustards. The Beaver brand, phenomenal.
In Europe, a lot of northern European countries do curried ketchup. It's really good.
Yeah.
And I think you would maybe get used to the ketchup.
Sure. Not all ketchup is created equal.
Well, we had a mass shooting.
No, we did not.
That was thwarted.
Yes, I see what you did there.
By the FBI.
Dude, when I read through this, it's kind of freaky, man. Like, this dude was he was a kid.
Teenager.
He was all about it.
This was in Kelso, guys. Yeah. Kelso.
The Three Rivers Mall.
Yep. The FBI announced that the agency foiled an imminent planned mass shooting attack at the Three Rivers Mall in Kelso, taking the suspect into custody on May 22nd. They described him as a juvenile and a teen. They did not identify him or disclose any further deets.
Yeah, thank God. Someone could have been getting a Wetzel's pretzel and then, you know, taking one in the back. I mean, the plans were detailed.
Yeah, they said that the suspect planned to detonate an improvised chlorine bomb. And that would cause panic. And then he would shoot patrons as they exited the mall or a movie theater within the mall before finally dying by suicide.
Yeah, he had
that's so evil. And I mean, beyond like being, you know, dude, off.
On the map, I guess he had a map of the mall. He had where he was going to commit suicide labeled on there. He had his outfit picked out. The whole deal. Now, the saving grace to all this is Numbnuts here, who I hope spends a lot of time in prison and gets some serious therapy. You know how they caught him? The dip-ass went online and started talking about it. And someone took it seriously and was like, hey, you might want to look at this. Some idiots online talking about detailed plans to shoot up a mall. They went online, found it, tracked him, and showed up at the door and got him. And they said they found all of it. They found a bunch of guns, found ammo, a bunch of knives, whole deal. And apparently his outfit laid out, which... find it interesting that he's like, what are you going to cosplay a mass shooting?
What was he going to wear?
I didn't say. Just said that the outfit that he had planned out, they did find the outfit. Like, he was ready to go.
How much will these shoes sell for, you ask?
The ones I'm wearing? I don't know.
Let me see what you got on today.
My Tigers?
Oh.
My Bruce Lees?
Okay. Yeah, these shoes.
Just those. That's those Jesus feet right there. That's some Teenjus right there.
Teenjus.
Where are the camping shoes when you need them?
Today I'm wearing my Birks.
Got some Birkenstocks. Are those about, what, 130, 140 bucks maybe for some Birks?
Oh, I don't know, bro. Rich radio guy. Yeah, I'm not sure. I got them as a gift.
Yeah.
My wife got them for me. I'm not sure how much they cost.
Very successful, very rich.
We have a 10-year-old boy who was given a very special pair of Nikes in 1975.
Oh.
Well, he is now, 60.
Mm-hmm. Time to sell, huh?
It's time to sell. Mm. How much, what were the shoes, and how much will they sell for next on The Fan?
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids to a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This is In the News, June 5th, 2025. Hello.
Ahoy!
A pair of Nike Kenya red sneakers worn by the late Steve Prefontaine will be auctioned off by New York broker Sotheby's beginning Friday.
When you said 70s, I thought we'd get one of like these, like the original like waffle pattern shoes.
Well, the shoes were modified by coach Bill Bowerman with an early version of his waffle soles on the heel, and they've been preserved by the family of Prefontaine's former girlfriend for nearly 50 years since his untimely death.
Yeah.
The guy's name is Michael Marks. And he idolized Pre, and because of that, at the age of 10, he was given a pair of Pre's shoes, this pair, as a gift from his Aunt Mary, who dated Prefontaine while at the University of Oregon.
Huh. And so she stole a pair of Pre's shoes. All right.
Yeah.
Bit of a tramp, maybe, if you ask me.
Maybe he gave them to her.
What sort of harlot is out there stealing poor Steve Prefontaine's shoes and then giving them just... tossing them around to nephews and whatnot. I don't like this.
So Marks has kept them safe. He has kept them in their original condition for 50 years, and they have finally decided, and they said that the authentication process has been long, but they have now been... that worked out.
Are you
and
okay?
Now,
again, doing great.
I was trying to... I didn't want to say the word again. I can't say that word.
They authenticated them.
Yeah, they did that. And they're going to go up for auction. Now, how much do you think these will sell for? Because I have
it can't be that much.
Well, they're like, saying they have a number, but they, you know, oftentimes what ends up happening is there's a bidding war for things like this. And
Pre's a big deal, but this isn't... Like, he didn't win anything in these. It was just a pair of his shoes. I'm going to go...
Are you sure? I think he... Are you sure he didn't win something in these?
I'm looking here. It just says, you know, worn by legendary Oregon disc... You know, so like...
It says he wore them for training and potentially for competition, including a 1973 photo attached to the auction of Prefontaine posing with Jesse Owens.
So, but it is... Like, when you see this, like, Jordan's shoes that he won, like, his last title, like, those sell for millions of dollars as opposed to a pair that he wore... You know, against the Milwaukee Bucks in, you know, whatever. So I'm going to say these sell for between 100 and like 110, maybe 150.
They are saying $150,000.
Oh, all right.
But could be much more, much more.
Yeah, I guess, you know, if you get two rich guys that are you know, Nike bros that want them for some sort of collection or...
Well, it is kind of cool. You know, you think about Pre, yeah. And he was given these in 1973, but he wore them for 2 years. Like, he wore the S out of these things.
Yeah, when you see the photo of them, they're beat up. I mean, they're definitely well-worn. The crazy thing is, if you saw those things, like, in a Goodwill, you would be like, ew.
Totally.
I wonder what's that like. I bet you Pre had little feet.
Little feetsies?
Well, he's a little guy. He's a distance runner. I bet you those are like, size sevens. I bet you had little tootsie feet. If you were a rich guy,
would I buy these? No.
Internet says 9.5.
Okay. So that's a normal size.
What do
you,
average?
Yeah, you 9.5, 10, something like that?
I wear, 10.5 or 11, depending on the shoe.
Okay.
The shoe.
Yeah. See, like, if I was a rich guy, I'd rather have something like this than autograph. Like, the autograph stuff is like, eh. But, like, the game worn or, like, that you wore, like, in certain things, I could see the allure of that. And Pre, in certain circles, that guy's a god, you know? So maybe you go for a little more. Either way.
Coos Bay's own.
Yeah.
Steve Prefontaine.
So you said 100 to 150?
No, I said 150. It could be way more than that.
I kind of want to keep an eye on it.
Maybe Phil will buy them.
Yeah, maybe. Although my guess is Phil probably has some Prefontaine.
I bet he's got a couple of Pre's old shoes.
I'm guessing that he has
his... Hey, that's a good question. How many shoes do you think Phil Knight has?
Personally, or just like in a... I'll bet you his collection is shocking.
Well, that's what I mean. Like his personal...
Yeah.
You know, like things that he just kept from his Nike day. You know, like how... Has he ever talked about that?
I mean, I read Shoe Dog and there was nothing in there that I, you know, and that was the book. I haven't seen any, I've never seen a tour of his house, but I'll tell you what, you could do a lot worse than if you could get a private tour of someone's belongings. You could do a lot worse than having Phil take you for a spin around. And I don't know if that's at his house. I don't know if that's on the Nike campus, but I would love a behind the scenes tour of like a Nike facility where that, because I'm guessing that's probably more at Nike.
Or go look at like Tinker Hatfield's rec room, maybe something like that.
Something like that. I think stuff like that's is cool. I would like to see something like that.
What if you go in Phil's closet and all he's got are like penny loafers?
Well, I mean, all he wears is black shirt, that black jacket, some dad jeans, and a hat.
Do you think Phil Knight's closet's underwhelming?
Yes.
It might be.
I think it's really underwhelming.
It's kind of Steve Jobsy. Like, he's figured out what he likes, what works for him, and he just doesn't deviate off it.
Why do rich people do that?
He wears the same. I think I've actually read something once where they said that people that are like that, it's such an insignificant thing that they don't want to waste any time on it, so they wear the same thing every day because their mind is busy.
It just makes their life easier.
Yeah.
That Zuckerberg does that.
They say it is a very common trait amongst really high achievers, is they just... They do the same thing every day, and like they tend to eat the same breakfast. They're very regimented. One might even say somewhere on the spectrum.
There is in the
touch
news
of the mortism talk here on the Fan.
June 5th, 2025. It's brought to you by the Advocates, injury attorneys at advocateslaw.com. Up next, all eyes descend upon Oklahoma City tonight on the Fan.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.